Hey, Paul, we know that the manager's patience has been tested. We know the general manager's patience has been tested. We know the fan base's their patience has been tested by what's gone on here. I've got to ask you, how much has your patience been tested? And, Paul, how much has ownership's patience been tested by this start?
Well, I think ownership understands, you know, that what we did was the right thing to do. I think that everybody agreed when we went into this thing that we had our eyes wide open to improve the ball club, starting pitching, position players. I think we all thought that we had a team, and I think that we all have a major concern. We're not to the point of panic, and I don't think ownership's the point of panic. I'm not to the point of panic. Has my patience been tested? I suspect the answer to that is yes. But at the same point in time, I'm much more concerned than I am that I'm in panic mode, and, you know, we'll see how this plays out. We need to get on a roll. We haven't been on a roll, but if we got on a roll, you know, we can get ourselves back where we can start playing competitive baseball, and I don't think that's looking at the situation with rose-colored glasses. But between injuries, between lack of hitting, between the way we came from the preciseness in the field of the first 3 weeks, I mean, it was difficult. Yeah.
Well, Paul, you sound very optimistic, and I appreciate that. But I do have to ask, on the behalf really of the fan base, I mean, it was a 20-year drought before this kind of push was kind of made for the postseason right from the beginning of the season. And I wonder, is this like a groundhog moment? Have you made this big push and then came out senior shadow, and now if this isn't the window of opportunity, if you don't strike now, is it going to be another long drought before this organization goes all in again?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, we got to build on what our strengths are, and I think we have to continue to have that one goal, which is to be in the World Series and to win the World Series. That's got to be the goal, and it's not going back into the hole and say, you know, this isn't working, let's go a different direction. You know, we owe it to the fans to regain their trust, and the way we regain their trust is by continuing to try to improve the ball club, and we will continue to do that, and I don't see us going backwards. You know, Alex went out, and he made transformational changes to the ball club, and I think everyone agreed with that. The fans clearly did, and they gave us their support. We owe it to them to continue to improve on the ball club.
Paul, with expectations being as high as they were this year, and rightly so, I think. I mean, people have been telling you, I've been telling you, everybody's been telling you to go for it for the past 4 years, so I don't think now that the team has gone for it, I think it's kind of silly to sit there and say, well, they shouldn't have gone for it. But how concerned are you that this fan base, which was so energized, so excited at the start, might tune out just as quickly as it kind of, you know, as it kind of gotten bored with things?
I'm concerned about that, Jeff. I don't think you'd have to be, if you're in my position, you'd have to be silly not to be concerned about it. You know, we measure our success in wins. And, you know, we thought we'd put together a team this year that would be exciting and that would be winning. And so far, we haven't been that. You know, we lost our leadoff hitter in Jose Reyes. I mean, and that was difficult because the one thing that he brought to the table every day was this joy of playing, but an electricity. And you didn't know what he was going to do, whether it was going to be a single, whether it was going to be a double, whether it would be a triple, whether or not it would be a home run. He'd make defensive plays, and more importantly than that, he'd steal a base for you. So he had the speed part of it. So losing him was tough. The pitching has been tough, and I think there's been some pressure on him because we haven't hit. You know, we've got home runs. We've got a lot of solo home runs. We've got a lot of things to do, but, you know, there's not a lot of time left, but there is time left. And as I say, a nice little roll to get us back in where we can actually start playing series where we can win them and they can mean something is what we need. And worried about Josh Johnson going down, obviously. The Hap situation the other night was just tough to watch. But everybody else has got to step up, including our ace, and Mark Burley, and including Brennan. I mean, you know, we thought we had the makings of a very good rotation.
You know, Paul, I know that stability was a big part of the success of the Blue Jays in your previous run here with the organization. But I've got to ask you, this is the type of start that people look for somebody to be fired as a result of this. Are you getting any pressure from anybody in ownership to make
Sure.
a change?
Zero. Let's just discount that. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense right now. I mean, I think Dirk really hit it on the. I mean, you know, we're building off of this, and there will be pieces that we acquired that will be here for the long term, and the players that at the end of the year, their statistics will show something different than they are right now. So, no, not at all.
a lot of people will say that the 40 game point is a point at which time a general manager or team officials are kind of comfortable at least starting to make some assumptions about the team. Are you guys going to have any sort of evaluative meeting at or around 40, 45 games to discuss where you go from here?
Yeah, I mean, I would think, Jeff, I mean, you've been around a long time, and Dirk, you've been in the game a long time. Where we are right now, we're not waiting for 40 games. I mean, it's an ongoing discussion as to, you know, what is the problem? How can we fix it? Is there a quick fix? Is there something we have to ride out? I always agreed when you say the 40 games because Sparky Anderson, I always used to say, I hope I'm 20 and 20 and I'll take my chances from there. we can't be 20 and 20. We're going to have to just start winning our series, get ourselves back into it, and hopefully, you know, by the time that Reyes comes back, and if we can do something in July to improve the team again, we can put ourselves in a position. We're 8.5 games out, which is tough, and there's four teams ahead of us in our division. Mm-hmm. So it's not fun. I mean, I will tell you, it's not fun because we were all looking at this year as something where we could sit back and enjoy it. And, you know, that's still not too late to do, but it's getting a little bit more difficult as we go forward.
We're joined by Paul Beeston. He's the president of the Toronto Blue Jays. Paul, you had talked about a continuous conversation about acquiring new pieces for this club. I have to assume that conversation has shifted squarely to the starting rotation. The Blue Jays are going to a four-man rotation. They only have three starters. Can you give us some insight onto maybe where that discussion's direction is?
Well, I mean, I think there's a number of ways we can go. I mean, everyone's looking for pitching, so you're not going to make a trade right now. I mean, that's going to do it. So you've got to kind of make good with what you've got in your organization. But we've got ourselves in a position right now where we do have some injuries. But we've also got some good things that are happening in the minor leagues. McGowan is now pitching again. Santos is now pitching again. It gives us a little bit more depth in the bullpen at some point in time. But I guess what I would say to you is that, you know, we're going to have to make good with what we've got at the present time, because I don't think there is a deal to be made out there at the present time that's going to help you to the extent that, you know, you're going to get yourself a middle of the order pitcher.
Paul, I wanted to shift focus a little bit. I know that you're involved in the commissioners. You were involved. I think you still are in the committee looking at several aspects of how the game is being played, the actual conducting of the game, whether it's replay, things of that nature. It's been a pretty bad week for Major League Baseball umpires, to say the least, between the blown call, between the blown home run call and last night, just this bizarre scene where it appeared as if nobody had read the rule book. Bo Porter coming out to make a pitching change before a pitch had been thrown. All stuff. How much of a concern is it in the commissioner's office right now, what we're seeing from the umpires? I'm not talking about strike zone or bashing the umpires over strike zone, but just some pretty egregious mistakes being made.
Well, let's put it this way, Jeff. I mean, you know, I think we're all in the same position, and it's a terrific committee. It's got four general managers, four field managers, and four owners, you know, and everybody wants to get it right. I mean, that's where you start. How do we get it right without really changing the tempo of the game and going back to where, you know, you can have the replays on virtually everything? So we have to get it right. I think when you have situations like we've had this week, they have to be dealt with. They have to be used as examples. We have to learn when we can do from that and make the adjustments as necessary going forward. We haven't met for a while, but I'm sure we'll meet shortly. We've always met at the end of the season and gone over what has happened. We have the good fortune of having both Joe Torre and Tony La Russa that work for the commissioner's office now. So they've seen it all. They've been there. They know exactly what it is. I think they have the respect of the other managers. They have the respect of they clearly have the respect of the owners of the umpires from what they want to do. And, you know, we have to do it, and we have to continue to strive to get it right.